Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this beautiful day. The sun is shining. It's a particularly gift. It's a gift from you today because it's February. Usually it's cold and horrible, but today we have sunshine and a little bit of warmth. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you most of all for your love, your grace, and the mercy that you bestow upon each and every one of us. Undeserving, you give us blessings. Each and every one. We praise you, O God. And Father God, we beg for your forgiveness for the times that we fail you, for the times that we put ourselves first and you last, for the times that we arrogantly think we know better. And then later we find out that your path was the righteous one, which we should have known all along. Father, as I read all the news about this nation today, and I just beg you for the gift of discernment for me and for all those who are listening, for Americans in general, that we can sift through all this garbage we're being given from our news outlets and from our government in particular. Father, give us courage to stand up for what is righteous in your eyes. It doesn't matter about the right and the left. You are what matters. Give us strength, Father God. Help us to walk in your righteousness and to bring honor and glory to you. And Father, we beg for your protection. Protection over your children who are going to try and stand up and do what's right. Give us wisdom. May we walk in love, your love. Father God, I ask for your protection over President Donald J. Trump and all those around him. I ask for your protection and your comforting nature around those who are being held hostages in Israel. And for those who are being held hostage here in America. Father, be with them. Be with their families. Let them know that you are ever so near, even in this tragedy that they are in right now. We praise you, O God, for we know that you are with all, even in this horrific mess that sin has created. You are with your people. You are with your children. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When in the course, can you finish that line? Of human events. When you read the Declaration of Independence, does it speak to you in real time these days? When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people, that is we the people, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And for those of you who can't figure that out, that means men and women. That's mankind. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Did you understand that? Mankind is more exposed to suffer. We'd rather suffer than stand up and abolish this form of government that has enslaved us. It goes on, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is not just their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present, and I put state, our state, but it was King of Britain, is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the United States. It was colonies. It was states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then our founding fathers listed 28 grievances against the king and his government. What would you read like today? If you were to put one down, what would it read like? When in the course of human events, are there any human events that we, the people, would dig our heels in and tell the rogue government, whoa, not one more step, buddy. Not one more bureaucratic department. Not one more unconstitutional law, mandated regulation, license, or permit. Nada. Not one more free handout. Not one more stolen election. Not one more lobbyist buying off our election officials. No more new taxes and cut the old ones. No more free crime. Law and order will be restored. No more handouts for illegal aliens. Restore the death penalty for violent crimes. No more omnibus bills. No more money to foreign enemies. None. Stop the drug cartel at the border. And no more U.S. Big Pharma drug cartel. Rein them in. Put up a big, beautiful sign on each door of the people's house. It says, no solicitors allowed and will be immediately arrested and fined. No more removing God. No more removing statues or flags. We, the people, will not ignore our past and we will not allow it to be repeated either. Stop all human trafficking in America. When in the course of human events it is necessary to remove. When in the course of human events it is for one people, we the people, to dissolve political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. It's time. It's time, America. It's time to bring America home. We'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno-150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
We have returned. If you were listening to that last commercial and not running out and getting more coffee, that was about the book that I have out, The American Crisis Continues. If you have already ordered yours and are in the process of reading it, or maybe you just couldn't put it down. It is written so that you can do a chapter at a time. You know, it's not like an ongoing story. Unfortunately, it is a continuance of the crisis. Would you write a review? Would you write a review for me and put that out there? Now, you can get it on Amazon.com or you can order it from us. We don't have the books in here yet. They should, some of them should arrive this week. We've noticed that, well, they should be here this week, and that's the paperback. The hardback form of them will not be available for at least another month, probably at least 2 months. So I don't even have the proof for the hardback yet. So it's not supposed to come. They gave me a date between February 10th and March 2nd. And so I'll probably have a new grandbaby before that gets here. That's probably what'll happen. Anyway, that's okay. I just want to throw that out there because, you know, I'm pretty proud about that. So when in the course, how many directions must this government course go off before we the people demand it follows the map? The map being the Constitution of the United States of America. The first news that I want to report is sad. A former Donald Trump administration member, Mike Gill, has died after being shot during a carjacking in Washington, D.C. last week. It was last Monday. He had been hanging on to life until this morning. It was a senseless, random tragedy. His wife says, "It is with profound sadness that I wish to inform the community of the passing of my husband, Mike Gill. His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled. In this time of grief, we are grateful for the outpouring of love and support from family, friends, and the community, and extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has reached out to offer condolences and assistance." It was 5:45 p.m. Monday when Gill was attacked. That was last Monday. Police said he was sitting inside his vehicle. This is in D.C. That was parked in the 900 block of K Street in Northwest Washington when the suspected gunman, identified by police as 28-year-old Artel Cunningham, entered and shot him. The attack on Gill was the first of many reported hijackings in a rampage. D.C. crime rises. It says Washington has legitimately become a national outlier on violent crime, making 2023 the city's deadliest in more than two decades, even as violent crime dropped in nearly every other city in America. Nearby Baltimore, for instance, infamous for its crime and blight portrayed in The Wire, saw its biggest drop in homicides on record last year. In D.C., though, shootings, homicides, and carjackings all soared, spilling into neighborhoods that have typically been spared that kind of violence, including the downtown area occupied by office workers, and making many longtime residents feel unsafe for the first time. This is coming from NBC. It says here the city, which voted 91% for Hillary Clinton and 92% for Joe Biden, saw homicides rise 35% last year, robbery exploded to 67%, and overall violent crime increased 39%. And it adds, the swamp is a dangerous place. This particular regime running this country, and I believe it is a fraudulent regime, is all about chaos and violence. They don't care about the American citizens, not one little bit. They do nothing. We watched last week as New York officers were attacked by a group of illegal aliens. They are not migrants. They are not immigrants. They are aliens. They were arrested and then turned loose. And as they did, they smirked and flipped off reporters and cameras. This may sound mean, but I think each one of them should have been shot right there. So, let me move on here. Keep that family in your prayers. Illegal aliens. This is New York. And this is launching some kind of a test program with your money. I don't think you got a chance to vote on it, though. Illegal aliens get $53 million in prepaid debit cards from New York City. New York City has launched a $53 million program to provide prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants, aliens, allowing them to spend the funds in local what do they call them? Bodegas? What do they call those?
Bodegas.
They don't look like bodegas. Looks like bodegas to me. All right. Illegal, I mean, I sound so much like Derry Brownfield. That's just pathetic. It really is pathetic. Illegal aliens staying at the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. Yeah. Will be given prepaid cards to spend on food and will be reportedly only work, they will only work at bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores. I don't know what a bodegas is. I'm thinking it's like a fast convenience store or something? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a small, like, grocery store, local.
With gas, maybe? Do they have gas there, too?
Probably not.
Well, it's gas in the word. Bodegas. Okay. The program offers different amounts to families depending on their size and whether they have an income or not. Sure, it does. A family of four could receive up to $1,000 monthly or $35 per day to spend on food and baby supplies, and the card will be refilled every 28 days. Well, most months have 30 to 31 days, so they're getting it more than every month. And it said in this article that this is a pilot program. And Rudy, they sign an affidavit swearing that that's the only way they're going to use this money is at these bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores. That's the only place they're going to use. Now, these people cross the border, whether they came in on the north or the south. They crossed into this country illegally. So we know they're going to follow all our rules and laws, right? We know that.
I have complete confidence.
Yeah, sure you do. All right. It goes on to say the New York Post reports that this $53 million program is a pilot program, and it's offered to 500 illegal aliens, it says immigrants in this, families, but could roughly expand to 15,000 currently staying in hotels across New York City. Now, they act like this pilot program, that's New York's money. That's not New York's money. That's the citizens of New York. That's the citizens of all of New York, not just New York City, I'm betting. I don't know. If it's federal money, it's everybody's money. Nobody asked me if it was okay. Did they ask you? No, of course not. Not only will this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food for their culturally relevant diets. What does that mean? And the baby supplies for their choosing. But the pilot program is expected to save. Now, I'm trying to figure out how it's going to save New York City more than $600,000 per month or more than $7.2 million annually. Now, somebody says, for those of us with calculators, $7.2 million in savings amounts to 0.06% of the $12 billion estimate. They're bragging about a 0.06% of an amount they said will ruin the city and those who live there. Is dropping the price tag from $12 billion to $11.99 billion going to save New York City? I doubt it. What do you think? I'm beginning to think New York City's beyond salvation. Maybe we should just put a fence around it and call it Sanctuary New York. I guess they're doing it their way. What do you think? I did it my way. Illegal aliens before American citizens. Flipping the police off and shooting people in their cars in D.C., and that's why I said the crime has got to stop. I don't know why they're going to pay these people. Why don't they just tell them they can do like everybody else in New York and just loot and rob and walk away? Doesn't cost us a dime, right? That's the way they'd look at it. But you and I both know it's costing us greatly. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, you know, they're looking at this border security bill that's supposed to be nonpartisan in the Senate. But U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, he's released the text of the bipartisan border bill that provides almost four times as much U.S. tax dollars to foreign countries as it does to the actual U.S. border. While $20 billion in the bill would possibly go for towards securing the U.S. border, $60 billion would go toward military aid for Ukraine, and $14 billion is allotted for military aid to Israel. Senator Mike Lee of Utah pointed out that the bill would actually provide more money to Ukraine than the entire U.S. Marine Corps budget in 2023. Now, I want you to think about that, America. I noticed today when I left the house, my husband had the news on, and apparently there had been a missile or a bomb strike or whatever there in Ukraine, and that was claiming at least 18 people were dead, and then they were emphasizing that the one was a baby. Now, this is sad. It's a tragedy. How many Americans have been dying because of this open border? There was one tell, just one that we know of. I don't know how many others. But this family had rented a Vrbo rented a house to have vacation in. And they had a child that crawled on the floor. And there was somehow fentanyl dust on the floor. And the baby died. Where was our news emphasizing our babies dying? The Border Emergency Authority bill, proposal creating here that Mike Lee has created says, whenever the Border Emergency Authority is activated, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall have the authority in the Secretary's sole unreviewable discretion to summarily remove from and prohibit in whole or in part entry into the United States of any alien identified in subsection A3, which is subject to such authority in accordance with its subsection. You know, he goes on, he says, as to the substance of the Border Emergency Authority, I think that's already there. I don't think it's something he wrote. It appears to be left to the discretionary whims of Secretary Mayorkas, who is already being impeached for failing to enforce existing laws. So he says, this is just crazy. He used another word, but I won't say that. It says, despite the above, Langford issued a press release saying this border security package has huge wins for securing the border. Show me the wins, because I didn't see any wins. We're not even given the security that or the promise that money will be used to secure the border. It's in my, what has happened in the past and what they have said, it'll be used for more diapers and things like that, not securing the border, but giving the Border Patrol a little more money to buy bars of soap and that. Maybe it's for more of those little cards, because they get a card when they come across the border. Did you know that? So when they, I guess that's gone, then they get another one. If they head to New York, they get one in New York. Senator J.D. Vance says, I cannot imagine why any Republican supports this atrocious proposal. Well, Langford did. McConnell will, and Romney will, and several others. Probably, I wonder if Lindsey Graham will. He just can't wait to send more money to Ukraine. And this is saying, well, we're going to give $20 billion to U.S. Excuse me. When are we going to put ourselves first? When in the course? How far off the course do these people have to get with the lack of human events? When? When will we say no? Now, something else. Do you watch those commercials for this drug or that drug from Big Pharma? Yeah, they're constant. They got the girls dancing because she's going to get this medicine. It's going to not cure her, but help her deal with her diabetes. And she's extremely obese. She's a beautiful woman. I don't begrudge her for that. That leads to diabetes 2B, whatever you call it. And it's something that it's hard. People can't really help it sometimes. I mean, some things it's just in their genes. But they're dancing around about this drug. And it's really cute commercial. It really is a cute commercial. She changes into this real pretty yellow dress. And it's a cute commercial. But Tucker Carlson had an interview here with this man. I didn't recognize his name, really. But he was a former advisor. His name is Steve Cortez. He was a former Trump advisor. Founder of the League of American Workers, where they call it LAW. Says he hopes Trump proposes a return to a previous ban of advertising drugs. Now, do you remember years ago, they didn't allow that. You could not advertise drugs in commercials like that. He says big pharma, lavish spending on corporate media advertising and sponsorship is clearly a payola thing. Now, what he did, he went in to explain to Tucker Carlson, they're not doing those just to sell the people on their drugs. He says that's already done because they've already paid off the doctors. This is a payola for the media and the journalists. They don't investigate anything regarding these drugs. And now, if you contest like the vaccines for COVID, you're a non-science person. Even though we know science has proven these things are not safe for everyone. The former pharma insider tells Tucker Carlson that the true goal of pharma's ads on TV is not to sell drugs, but to buy off the news media. He said this is described as an open secret within the pharmaceutical industry. The United States and New Zealand are the only two countries that allow direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical ads. And the American Medical Association, which kind of surprises me, actually called for a ban on such advertising in 2015. That really does kind of surprise me. And that is one reason in my opening I put no soliciting on the People's House doors. Every single door and every single inside door that goes to each one of the representatives or senators. No soliciting. And their interns. No soliciting allowed. You will be arrested and removed. Could say shot, but that might be a little bit over the top. I don't know. Have you seen other places that have that? No soliciting? Why are they soliciting our representatives to run their businesses? Lobbyists, it's a huge, huge industry. And America, when in the course of human events, the course is off course. They have drifted away from life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. They no longer represent we the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit powerthefuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. powerthefuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So this is the title. It's a Newsmax article, and it's kind of lengthy, and I'm not gonna read it to you, I promise. But the headline says, stunning NBC poll, Biden presidency in peril, declined on every measure. And of course, the first measure here is about physical health, and it's the economy, and it's crime and violence and competency and effectiveness and America's standing in the world, security at the southern border, and all of them down. And even they was talking about even when Trump, His popularity went down because of COVID-19 and the handling of that. But what if, and this is Beth, because this is how I truly believe, and I have reasons that I believe this way. What if you found out, America, not only did the China government unleash COVID-19 intentionally, but the Democrats, the party rhinos, and the never Trumpers were knowledgeable of it and approved of it prior to the release. I believe many in the Democrat Party did know about it. I'm not sure about the rhinos. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put anything past Romney. He's no good. He has no honesty about him, no integrity. He's a scuzzball with a lot of money. So we talked about the women last week, that I think they're just nothing but trash. You've heard people call, whether they call them white because they're white, but living in trailer courts and trailers, and they just haven't been able to get much better than that, which isn't so bad. I lived in a trailer for a while. They call them white trash. Mostly it's because of how they behave. But you can be a millionaire and be trash. And you can be in a trailer park and be a person of honor. So remember that. Just because they got money and fancy-dancy clothes and makeup doesn't mean they're not trash. And trash is running this country. Jill Biden is trash. Joe Biden is trash. And they're corrupt. And they don't care a bit about you. Michelle Obama and Obama are trash, in my opinion. Oh, yeah, they're wealthy. And all those people at Martha's Vineyard that couldn't wait to get rid of the illegal aliens in their little community, they're all very wealthy, beautiful people. They're trash. Their hearts are trash and dishonest. They're not trash because they got rid of them. They're trash because they don't want them, but they want you to have them. All right. This particular article, and we're going to run out of time, as usual, because Beth talks too much. Let me back up here. This is Haley, not Hillary, but it's kind of the same. She calls Trump a disruptor and the father of chaos, as if it's him that's causing this. And it's not. He didn't cause the COVID-19, and he didn't cause the riots in 2020. The Democrat Party that's putting money behind her campaign did. But this is a Daily Caller article, and mostly this article is pushing a video documentary that they've put together called Rigged. And it deals with the 2020 election and all the fraudulent things that took place in that election. I believe the election was stolen. And it kind of explains in here why they didn't investigate some of the things that happened, because then it looks like you're trying to steal the election. So what happens, America? We just bury it and we don't do anything? It talked about some of the things that have already been done to safeguard, but not enough has been done. Why do you think Republicans don't fight hard for the elections? You think they're really worried about somebody pointing the finger at them saying, oh, you're trying to steal the election. No, you're trying to steal the election. No, you're trying to steal the election. I don't think they care. There might be a handful of them that care. Marjorie Taylor Greene and J.D. Vance and a few. Some of them been there a long time. They would not look. And they've got, and it talks about how the Democrats, how they do things ahead of time. They're very, very well organized. They know what they're doing. And the Republicans are just going, oh, what happened? I don't know what happened. We can't let it happen again, America. And when we take back our country, we need to prosecute those who did this. It cannot go unanswered. You do understand that, right? If and when we get Donald Trump in there for president again, it cannot all be cured in 4 years. And I went to a Republican meeting over the weekend. It was all the local and state guys came and talked, except the ones that know they're going to get elected because, you know, it's in their succession. It's one person got up and said, if you've ever worked the election precinct, if you've ever worked it, then you know you need those machines. They don't want to do all the counting. My answer to that is, let's put up more voting places where the counting isn't all in one spot, to put it out in more areas. And I know that's going to be a problem with getting workers. But don't you think we need to stop relying on these machines that can be hacked? So just because you're one of those workers and you get overworked doesn't mean it shouldn't go back to counting. Other things that happened during the rigged 2020 election was not allowing people to watch the counting. So already you've got a dishonesty going on when they're boarding up the window so you can't see them counting the votes. And they didn't allow Republicans in. It was only Democrats that were allowed in for the counting. When in the course of human events, it is necessary. The usurpations that we are under, my goodness, America, it's necessary that we put them back on the right course of the United States Constitution of America, United States Constitution of America, and bring America home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.